The wrong kind of closure.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. I wish I could tell you the housing market blues are almost over, but it doesn't appear that's the case. We're only getting foreclosure. The Mortgage Bankers Association says the home foreclosure rate hit a record high for the third quarter in a row. Things are especially bad in Florida, California, Nevada, and Arizona. More now from Bob Moon.
The association says it's likely the worst is yet to come. That's because data released yesterday is for the period that ended just before the recent credit crunch, and that's made it harder for homeowners to refinance their way out of adjustable-rate mortgages. So the Mortgage Bankers Association is bracing for more defaults. It's launched a public service ad campaign urging homeowners in trouble not to wait.
Don't be ashamed. Call the people expecting your payment and let them know there's a problem. Companies want to work with you.
As bad as it sounds, Chief Economist Douglas Duncan says he's not overly alarmed. While nearly 7% of Americans are now late with their house payment, he points to the flip side.
That means 93% are paying their mortgages on time, and then about 35% of people that own a house don't even have a mortgage.
Add it all up, and Duncan says it equals a relatively small number of American homeowners, and he says a very small part of the overall economy. In Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
Wall Street will take good news wherever it can find it. Perhaps investors will find some in this morning's jobs report. Yesterday, the Dow gained 57 points to 13,363. The Nasdaq was up 8. The S&P 500 climbed 6. Today, Japan's Nikkei fell almost 1%. European shares are down a fraction so far. Usually when the economy slows down, so do oil prices. By many indications, the global economy is slowing down, but oil prices are going up. They're close to record highs this morning, above $76 a barrel. Our European correspondent Stephen Beard is with us. Stephen, what's going on with oil?
Yes, this does really look counterintuitive, doesn't it? Not only the prospect of a slowdown in the global economy, according to the IMF, but also the fact that a lot of hot money has left the oil market.
What do you mean by hot money?
Speculative money, hedge funds that bet on the price of commodities like oil. Over recent years, speculators were blamed for these huge price rises in the price of oil. Now, as a result of the subprime debacle, the banks have told the hedge funds, we're not extending you any more credit.
Yeah, people were blaming the speculators, and now that money's gone and oil prices are still going up. So what are the causes here?
Well, the most immediate cause is the claim that Israeli jets penetrated Syrian airspace. But also there are some slightly worrying figures about U.S. stockpiles of oil, and gasoline inventories as well are at their lowest level in nearly 2 years.
And as far as the consumer is concerned, you know, here in the States, Stephen, gas is quite low compared to what it's been over the last couple of years, especially with oil being close to a record.
Yes, well, stay tuned is the only answer to that. Since gasoline inventories are at their lowest level for 2 years, that does suggest that there are some price hikes in the pipeline.
Okay, Stephen Beard, our correspondent in London, thank you.
Okay, Scott.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, sponsoring The Mysterious Human Heart, a PBS series exploring diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of heart disease through science and technology, premiering on PBS in October. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Sustainability Fund of the Tides Foundation, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Today we begin a new series called My Morning Commute.
Let's see how the roads are rolling with Time Saver Traffic.
Go around me!
Would you pull over and let me drive?
People will be sharing stories about how they get to work. Our first one comes from a man who takes the train to New York. Nothing too strange about that, except what happens on the train.
Tickets?
Hi, I'm Mark Goldschmidt. I work for Bloomberg Television, and this is my morning commute.
My commute takes about an hour and 15 minutes on the train.
I live in New Canaan, Connecticut. I work in Midtown. So I take the train in from New Canaan into Grand Central, and then take the subway from Grand Central up to 59th Street. I have to take a 6:19 a.m. train, and there's not really much you can do at 6:19 in the morning aside from either sleep or watch a movie. None of us work anywhere near each other. I had started watching movies, and they were watching the movie from the seat behind me. And one day, just as like a joke, I brought an extra set of headphones, waiting for one of them to start peering over my shoulder again, which when I said, "You want to listen?" And rather than be insulted or to laugh, they said, "Oh, sure." And they moved over and they sat down. And since then, we're a trio of movie viewers. What's nice about taking the train and watching a movie on the train is every now and then a train breaks down, you get stuck on the train, and everybody groans, and all it means is we actually get to finish the whole movie. We actually got through two movies one time because we were stuck on the train for like 5 hours in a blizzard. My commute costs way too much. We spend $264 a month. Now, that's not bad for these guys because they get free movies for a month, you know. Our biggest problem now is actually finding something new to watch, because if you've been doing this 5 days a week for 52 weeks a year times 2 years, you start running out of all the things that you wanted to see.
Arriving on track 106 on the lower level.
Now we're heading from the subway over to the office. Usually, more often than not, I don't have a chance to finish the movie in the morning. I can't finish it on the way home because I've got a different group of people watching that movie, and everybody's mad because they missed the end. Okay, we're at work.
My Morning Commute was produced by Sally Herships and Stephen Hoffman. We'll have more over the next few months. So how's your morning commute? Let us hear about it at marketplace.org. We just might come join you for the ride. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.